RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Happy Friday. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. Merry Christmas. And I'm Eric Schiaffalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander holding it down in the Pimp Cup for 5 straight hours. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock Expressway, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. It is a Football Friday party up in here. Walchuk and Dawson on their Christmas excursions. Walchuk's really just in dad mode. Dawson, yeah, out in the mountains,
he is
soaking in the snow and having himself a dang good time, we can only assume. But it's great to be back. Great to see you, man.
Yeah, everything good? We missed you yesterday on the pregame show.
Yeah, I was hoping to pull up the Two Guys, One Booth file and see that Walchuk maybe had a little bit of a flub or two, but not seeing it.
No, he was dialed. He was dialed in. I'll tell you what was interesting. When Dallas was kind of playing with their food a little bit there, you know, running 87 plays and making it like a 7-point game, Walchuk was getting into that mode of like how he was going to attack. He was going to attack Brian Schottenheimer and culture football.
Yes.
He was.
Damn your culture when you can barely do anything with a million plays versus the Commanders.
Yeah, he was in that mode where he was, you know, sometimes you get in that where you're thinking, man, okay, things are okay, you're up, you got a good lead here, and then all of a sudden things start to kind of fall apart. You're not really covering well, you're not tackling well, you're not getting any pressure well, you know, and then now all of a sudden the Commanders, who are playing with a guy who's played for half the teams in the NFL, are within 7 points.
Yeah.
And Walchuk looked at me and says, don't let them lose this game. Don't let them lose this game.
And he was about to go on an epic rant.
He was going to go on one for the ages.
Fire shoddy. Clean house.
Oh, gosh. It was going to be, I think, pretty epic. We've seen him do that before. It might be as good as the playoff rant. You know, like when he
had after the Packers.
The Packers game. Yeah, he'd had enough of that one. So, hey, the Cowboys pulled that one out. Now the big question. I tell you what, Eric, I talked to some folks this morning over there, and this was bright and early. And they were saying that the one thing Schottenheimer's doing is he ain't coming off that we're going to win these games bit. Now, we've got 10 days to kind of navigate all this.
Yeah.
But they're – because I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know, like, okay, are we still playing these games? Are we still trying? Are we still going to do? And like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we haven't come off that one yet. So, you know.
They just love the idea of 8-8-1. I mean, Dak has talked about it now. Yeah. Shoddy's talked about it. Like, what a difference.
That's what those competitors do. Seriously, sitting in that room, 8-8-1 is better than 7-9-1. And I know it sounds crazy to say, but it's the absolute truth. It really is. It's one of those things that you feel better about. Listen, hey, we had some bad breaks along the way. We learned something about our team. He's got to think about what message he wants to have going into 2026. And if all of a sudden you're playing not to win games, what kind of message is that? That's the thing that these coaches have to navigate. You know, it's one thing where you're just completely beat up and, you know, and you're not going to get anything done, and you know, you're down to Josh Johnson, and you know, why play Terry McLaurin, and why do this and why do that? But for Dallas, they honestly believe that finishing 8-8-1 is probably who they are, but that buys the coach the ability to walk in there and say, okay, this is not going to happen again, but this is what we're going to do differently. And then the guys who are back in 2026 will be like, okay, we remember this time when Shoddy, you know. So don't be surprised as we get through. We'll get through this little mini bye, and then next Monday when we start getting ready for the Giants game, don't be surprised if Shoddy's still pushing that button of go find a way to win these games.
Yeah, I mean, he says, how about this quote after the game?
Yeah.
Shoddy says, we want to win. We play to win. 8-8-1. We do the math. Sounds way better than the alternative.
It's the truth. It really is the truth. That's what people who work in those, in whether it's the NBA, NHL, whatever, the mindset of the organization at 7-9-1 is completely different than 8-8-1. I know it sounds
That's
wild.
Hilarious.
I know it sounds wild, but that is reality. You will do everything in your power not to have a losing season, even if that means going 500. Jason Garrett, I give you the example. Jason Garrett managed to I think he had three of them in a row where they were 8-8, and then all of a sudden it was okay. Then you have a 12-4 or something like that.
Little pop up year.
Yeah, pop up year. But Jason Garrett survived. Jason Garrett survived the coaching aspect of this by making sure this was a 500 team while he could. See, then you kind of look at it and say, well, yeah, we had some injuries. We really didn't, you know, we lost some guys along the way. We didn't have guys. We had to make a trade. You know, it kind of focuses things for you. I get it. Media guy wants them to pick 10, 11, or 12. That's where media guy wants them to pick.
Right now they're picking 15, and that could easily turn into 17, 18,
Minnesota.
19.
Minnesota decide they want to win some football games.
That's true.
Baltimore going to probably try. We'll see what Baltimore does. I know that's another team around you. But, yeah, you're going to try and get this thing, and if you're picking 16th or 17th, that's to them, they're totally okay with that. Me, personally, I'd love to pick 12th today. But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, he says, Shoddy says, well, look, we're 4-1 in the division. It's a pretty good division.
Yeah.
Historically, it's been one of the best in football. You can see how physical the games are just by watching today's game.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. And it's laughable to call this division good right now. Historically, you can say what you want about it, but right now this is not a good division at all. And there were some physical moments. I mean, nobody really wanted to mess with Debo yesterday.
No.
Debo Samuel. Shout out to Javonte Williams with the heck of a truck stick early on in that game.
Yeah.
And Malik Davis, of course, doing what he does. The holiday special, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're going to get the best version of Malik Davis. But, yeah, the defense wanted no part in trying to wrangle in Debo Samuel yesterday. Just running all over him.
Well, it's kind of been that way all year, right?
Oh, absolutely.
This defense gives up just so many massive when that ball was thrown outside. I'm thinking this is probably a touchdown. Seriously, when that ball went and I saw how the two blocks were developed, I said this could be a touchdown. I mean, Clowney made a hell of a play.
He did.
To try and get back there, and then, you know, he gets the sack to keep him, you know, to keep him out of the end zone.
Clowney was like your best defensive player. That's heartbreaking to consider. I mean, we know Quinnen Williams is your best defensive player.
Yeah.
But like throughout the season, your most consistent best defensive player
was a guy that wasn't even here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a September signing.
Yeah.
Is basically what we're talking about.
Right.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
And that is certainly frustrating. But the Cowboys do end up getting the victory.
Yeah.
They had the ball all day.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, they had the
like
ball all day.
It's like a college game. I started watching film this morning. I had to watch 87 offensive snaps. Now, the flip side of that, though, there were only 40, I think I watched 41 or 42 defensive snaps. So that was the flip side of that. It wasn't like I had to deal with.
No, you only had to watch like 20 minutes of that defense.
Yeah, I didn't have to go on the defensive side of the ball, but the offense was, a lot going on that. I was surprised they didn't get as many points as they did. I mean, 30 points is a good day, but man, when you run 87 plays, you're thinking that you're probably going to score more than they scored.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the second half offense, and I'm sure that's why Walchuk was so frustrated, was like, what are we doing here in the second half where we're unable to really just put this game away?
You know what teams are doing to you now?
Yeah, I see what they're doing from a coverage standpoint.
That's what they're doing to you.
Cover four, cover six.
That's exactly what they're doing to you. I called Dave Campo. I hope Dave gets back. I was going to try and pop Dave on. You know, maybe we could get him on soon. But I wanted to talk to him about the cover four, cover six stuff. But it clearly, teams used to play Dak with like two deep, like clogging cover stuff that they used to do. And then he kind of figured that out. And now they're playing a lot more of that cover four where they're, you know, they're playing quarters up the field and or down the field. So, you know, with that way, you know, it takes away your vertical games and stuff like that. And that's kind of what Dallas wants to, some of those sacks. Dallas got sacked a couple of times on max protection.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was coverage sacks,
yeah.
It felt like, where
yeah.
Dak doesn't feel like anybody's open.
I felt like Dak was holding the ball, and then when you watched the routes downfield, like the first sack that he takes, they're going to peel that, you know, they're going to peel the offensive lineman like they do. They peel the guard,
uh-huh.
And he kind of blocks, and then Dak sets up to his right to launch going back left. They double covered Pickens and they double covered Lamb. Those were the only two routes you had. Everybody else was blocking and to try and get the ball off. And it looked like to me, though, that with Cooper Beebe, he probably maybe a bust on his part, because he usually the centers and guards kind of help each other. He was like kind of thinking that maybe Bass was going to help him, but Bass was the peel guy. So all of a sudden, Newton has got nobody. I mean, when Beebe oversets him bad to his right, so now it's an easy run off his left shoulder. And you're kind of thinking, Beebe's thinking like, whoa, wait a minute, where's the guard? But no, the guard's the peel guy. So, yeah, there was – and then also they took advantage of they did take advantage of Williams not being in the game as a blitz pickup guy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel his presence
that was a
not
problem.
Being there.
Yeah. And you also had Span Ford gave up a sack. You know, max protection.
Yeah.
Sack. Those, you can't have those.
No.
But I thought I was kind of like, damn, Dak, why are you holding the ball? And then you watch the actual play of the sacks.
Nobody's open.
Nobody's open. Well, I will say this. They had one of them where they ran four to the sticks, and then everybody, it was like kind of an all curl, and he could have like taken the ball and fired it at Pickens, and it would have probably been a decent gain. But he went away from George, and he probably went away from George because George does not run routes with a lot of pace.
Mm.
So Dak is like, man, he's not open. He ended up getting open, but unfortunately Dak tries to go back to his right, but he can't get the ball out the right side there because of the pressure.
Yeah, I mean, Dak 6 of 17 for 62 yards against cover four and cover six yesterday.
Yeah.
all six of the sacks occurred with those coverages, courtesy of our buddy Bobby Belt.
Yeah.
So that is, I mean, and we've seen throughout his career, those can be the coverages that can give him a little bit of that struggle there. Mm-hmm. The Dick Fangio special with the cover six,
right?
But yeah, it was far too often, and Steele was getting punished. Tyler Smith had some moments where
Booker wasn't great either.
Booker, yeah, I mean they were kind of taking turns there a little bit.
They were, and it's so funny because last week while you were gone, I made the statement.
Oh, I saw it, man. Booker's been the best lineman.
Yesterday he was not the best lineman, but let me tell you this: you know, Tyler Smith's second game playing left tackle, better in some aspects, but man, you could tell by body language after plays. He ain't interested in playing left tackle.
No, I mean, and credit to him, he lent voice to it last week. Yeah, I'm sure you guys talked about that, where he's like, bro, I'm an all-pro guard.
Yeah.
Like, what are we even talking about?
He does not need to be playing left tackle. They need to figure that thing out one way or another, whether it's, you know, with Guyton now on injury. So I think that, and talking to, again, people in the organization, they were saying that the whole thing, it was like, well, is this a full-time thing? And Christy Scales, we asked her in the pre. Christy thought that it was going to be something more. It's a full time thing, but talking to people in the organization, it seemed like that it was more about that they knew that Guyton wasn't going to come back.
Just get through the season.
Yeah, that's.
I hope that's the plan.
Yeah,
that would really be frustrating if their plan at left tackle is just to keep Tyler Smith there and just do the shortcut.
You
can
tell. You can tell that he is frustrated by playing left tackle.
Yeah, he wants no part of it. And that's probably going to help us get what we want, which is him going back to his natural position.
I hope so.
Then they're going to have to effort in figuring out what they want to do at the tackle spot this offseason, but plenty of time to get there. Just getting started here in the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday. Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, and Lucius Alexander. Let's get you that G-Bag of the Day champion. We have an Anthony Davis injury update and the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, next year in the nation. All right, let's get you the G-Bag of the Day champion and the Woolchuck Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333 into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Boom, bottom of my pockets is good Friday.
Yeah.
All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. How you doing, Mr. Broaddus?
Did you get LASIK for Christmas?
Huh?
Did you get LASIK for Christmas?
No, I'm blind as hell right now.
You raw dogging it today?
I left my backpack at home. I got all the way to work, went to the back of the truck where I usually hang my backpack, and I was like,
I was thinking that Lucius got LASIK over the holiday the last couple of days.
Quick hell of a turnaround.
I'm so used to looking in there when we're reading stuff, you know, those really nice spectacles.
Hey, he forgot the eyeglasses, but he didn't forget the lip pillows, and that's what matters. That's what matters.
Oh, you got me, man. The nicotine pouches, dog. Yeah, you got me, bro. So I'm raw dogging it today when it comes to the eyes. So we'll see how this goes.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Are you one of these guys that can close one eye and read?
We're going to find out today.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out today.
I have to do that occasionally. I have to close my left eye to read.
I might go through all these files and everything around here to see if I can find some headphones, too.
Oh, man.
Raw dogging.
Are you kidding me? Raw dogging, baby. Hey, it's a mail-it-in Friday. Raw dog. Keeping it light. It's all gravy.
Lucius, I think there's some on here in the desk somewhere. Here,
I'm going to check that out.
I'll bring them in. I'll bring them in for you.
All right, our winner and champ right here is the Cartonarks. Broda said he was a smooth brain. He's in North Hollywood here, and this young woman, she left her cart out. She went through a range of emotions.
Oh, no, that's not where the carts go.
I know, but everybody else put them there.
But does two wrongs make a right?
No, absolutely not.
And that's a handicap spot. So what if someone...
It's not a handicap spot.
No, but see how that's the blue spot there that's next to the handicap spot?
Yeah.
That's so if someone's in a wheelchair, they can get out and have an empty spot to get into. So now they're going to go right on your cart and possibly even break their spine even more.
Mm. So are you recording me right now?
Well, yeah, it's our job, but to be safe so that we can keep ourselves safe. Because we might get attacked.
I have no consent to record.
Well, there's cameras everywhere. We're all getting recorded all the time.
Oh, well, I have no consent.
Well, did you...
What are you doing? You're recording me right now.
That's legal.
If I say I don't want to be f***ing recorded,
that's not the law. That's not the law.
You're so rude, bro.
Well, you put your car where it doesn't belong, ma'am, and you try to take my phone, which is attempted theft.
No, it's not theft. So I'm trying to take your phone. I'm trying to stop you from recording. But I'm asking you to stop recording.
Well, you have to cry about it, baby.
Oh. Like, no, look, you're...
I'm doing something legal, and I'm keeping you from being a bad person. Oh, don't cry. You have some weed in your car. You can smoke that and make you feel better.
Oh, come on, man. That's a little condescending right there.
That is a little condescending.
Those remain undefeated, dude. They really do.
You weren't here the other day. I told Lucius, we interviewed this guy for the Super Bowl. Yeah,
we've had him a couple times, I think.
Did he seem kind of blah?
Yeah, brought us. He's like, I'm just not impressed.
I wasn't impressed with Cartonark's guy.
As a guest.
Yeah, I mean, don't you remember?
It's not really his wheelhouse, I don't think.
He handed Dawson a sticker, and Dawson was all giddy about that, you know?
Dawson loves this guy.
Oh, Dawson was
even though Dawson's put the cart wherever I want to kind of
notorious.
Guy.
And Dawson will admit it, though.
He will.
But the thing about it is, like, we bring on, like, some celebrity chef for the Super Bowl. I'm like, I'm out of my mind.
Oh, yeah, splash.
But Cartonark comes on, and I'm like... And he's talking, and I'm like, dude, you're not impressive at all.
You should have called him out for it to his face. Like, hey, Cartonark.
I might too.
If
he's at the Super Bowl this year, I'm like, bro, how come your personality on air is better than as an interview guy? I wonder why.
Move this man! Move!
Yeah, we could just get real hostile with him if he sits down with us.
Broadus is bringing tomatoes to the interview.
I am.
Catch these, fam.
Yeah. Because I've listened to your program before, Broadus. You suck. You know, one of those things. But no, I was not impressed with Cartonark's guy as an interview guy.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong about that. I mean, it wasn't memorable enough for, like, I don't really remember anything about it.
See, there was nothing spectacular about him. It's kind of like we were the last interview of the day, and he was just glad to get it over with.
It is a long day when you're doing the car wash at the Super Bowl now, Radio Row.
If you're Emmitt Smith, and you're drinking tequila shots with everybody,
that's a different deal.
Emmitt had good energy. He had good energy, and he was drunk.
Did you hear him on the broadcast yesterday for the Cowboys game?
By the way, they're taking a lot of grief for those in-game interviews.
It was just tough. It's clunky. It's wonky. You get a little connection issues. All of a sudden, there's a little bit of a delay, and then the guy's like, oh, wait, do I need to keep talking now? And then they're talking over each other. You know, it's a little bit Manning casty, where it can just get, you know, there can just be a little bit of awkwardness and dead air, and then people talking over each other. And
kind of like our show.
Yeah, I mean, it
did you really say that?
Happens to the best of us, you know? But yeah, they did what they could yesterday. Netflix was getting crushed on the internet for their broadcast. I wasn't sure if it was just my parents' internet connection because it kept doing the buffer thing.
Oh, no.
But it seemed like a lot of people had that problem. And
so it was like the fights? Like the, because see, we were up here watching it in studio. Well, next door in the bullpen area, we were watching it.
No issues?
Not at all.
Okay,
none.
Yeah, I think it maybe it was more of an internet issue for people. I don't know, but they were. I mean, just the general broadcast itself, a lot of people were getting frustrated with it.
Didn't we have some fights? Didn't we have that one of the fights that was you couldn't get in? Like it was problems because the buffering.
Wasn't it Tyson and Paul?
Is it Tyson and Paul?
I didn't get to see it there. I was there.
Oh, that's right.
You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson and Paul, I think, was a huge struggle.
Yeah, very big struggle there. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of struggle, Anthony Davis plays 11 minutes on Christmas, and then he bows out with the groin strain. Oh, Sham Sharania a couple hours ago saying that it is a minor groin strain.
Sure it is.
Likely to miss a few games. Yeah. And then he says, Davis, a significant trade target, will be evaluated daily.
Damn.
Mavs have taken a cautious approach with injuries specifically for Davis and will continue to do so.
How?
So there it is, man.
How?
I mean, that's our biggest fear. You keep running him out there.
How?
And inevitably, every couple of weeks, he will sustain something. And so it's the least surprising news that we could ever receive, which is an Anthony Davis injury report. And the Mavs, of course, they end up losing the game. But Cooper Flagg was pretty dang awesome. 13 of 21 from the field, 27 points. He continues to be somebody that you just love. I love watching him play. Winning kind of player. And it seems like every game you can sense the maturation. He's so much more comfortable taking initiative, being like, no, I know I'm the guy. Give me the ball. Let me go do something with it. So good to see Cooper Flagg continuing to be a stud.
Can we circle back for your thoughts about what you thought initially?
The first few games of the season?
With Cooper.
Yeah. Well, they were playing him out of position, and it was a little bit unfair. I think maybe big picture it could help some of the development.
I remember some comments, not so much from you, but from others around the area, that this is a guy you can't win a championship with Davis and Kyrie playing. I heard that from people talking about that he wasn't that type of guy.
Well, I mean, I don't think that would be. I think it's because of Anthony Davis. I never thought this iteration of the Mavericks would be able to do anything because Anthony Davis, you cannot trust his health in any way. Mm-hmm. And then Kyrie, if he came back 100% and you knew he was just going to be the guy he was before the injury, then sure. But even him, like coming off that injury, I don't expect a ton from him this season. And then, yeah, I mean, Cooper Flagg has now played himself into exactly who you hoped he was going to be, and maybe even a little bit better
so
when
he,
you consider
he now,
the scoring numbers
he's
right now.
He's now living up to what everybody believed he was going to be, right?
100%. 100%.
Yeah, because I heard initially it was people were making comments of talking about him, and you're right. They were playing him out of position, stuff like that, but I mean, I heard more negative comments maybe the first 10, 12 games of the season for him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because expectations were so high, yeah. and he was, like you said, I mean, playing out of position, playing the point guard, and everything with the Mavs was just so bad to start the season.
Got a theory.
What's that?
Ran this by Wolchuk. Tell me if you think I'm right about this, or maybe. How about Kidd put him in the worst possible situation, making him fail, to kind of bloody his nose a little bit? To get him to this point, like you put him in the like, hey, listen, I know you're probably a good ball handler, but we're going to make you a point guard, and we're going to play you out of position. We're going to make it really uncomfortable for you, and we're just right out of the gate. We're going to make it very, very hard for you to have any kind of success.
Yeah,
with the thought of like, okay, now he got through it. You saw a little bit of his toughness.
Yeah,
he's played through it.
Right,
he's a much better player.
I think there was definitely something to that.
That kid sacrificed the early part of the season with him just to bloody his nose a little bit.
I'm with you. I think that was certainly a part of it, and a little
good
bit
theory?
Of just yeah. I think it is a good theory.
All right, I
do.
It.
I think
you.
It's a good theory.
I think he did. I think he knew what his basketball team was probably going to be this year, and the whole idea was to kind of get Cooper Flagg. In a situation where if he had come out of the gate, it'd have been easy and all that.
Maybe Nico's still here.
Yeah, I think that's there's some people saying that's the case. Yeah, that maybe he did this to get Nico removed.
Yeah, which totally here for it. Now Cooper Flagg is exactly what we'd hoped he would be, and it is really, really fun to watch. Okay, it is big-time travel time right now, right? I mean,
yeah.
Godspeed to anybody who's been in and around airports over the last 48 hours and then into next week as well with the New Year's stuff. Lots of traveling going on. I have the top 10 airport snacks, okay? According to the New York Post, these are the most purchased snacks at the airports, okay? Does anybody have a go-to when you get on the airplane? Do you have that comfort, that security blanket of I know I'm going to be snacking on X, Y, or Z?
Yeah, tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, come on,
you're ridiculous.
What?
Now, we're talking about snacks, okay? So this isn't like, hey, I'm bringing
a
meal on board.
I'm just kidding.
Tuna fish sandwich. You're a wild dog. Lucius, what's your go-to?
Honey roasted peanuts. Honey roasted peanuts joints. I like those. Are the Biscoffs? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Biscoffs.
Yeah, they
do not hand out enough of those. And if you ask for another one, they kind of look at you kind of sideways. Like
they Biscoff at you.
Yeah, they're a little Biscoffed.
Yeah, I'm always here for the pretzels when they deal those out. I'm always trying to get extra bags of pretzels. Something about the pretzel and the ginger ale on an airplane.
Ginger ale is good. I think the cranberry juice is a good one too.
A little cranberry juice.
I am. Lucius, I told you about the time we were flying back from California. It was after training camp. I was sitting up there and I got the charcuterie board. I thought it was a small cheese platter thing. Damn thing cost me near $100.
That is freaking ridiculous.
I looked at my
card. For Lunchable cheese, I guarantee you that's what it was.
You know what, though? If I'd have known that it was going to be that much, I would have enjoyed it more. I just like scarfed it down.
Because at the end, you get the bill, and what?
I got the bill, and I went, did I tip the the stewardess on this bill? Did I hit a wrong button or two?
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
A lot of people already texting in. It's all about just the mini liquor bottles as the airplane comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, the liquor bottles and some Dramamine.
I have to have Dramamine. That's a must.
Do you?
Absolutely.
See, on the airplane.
You know me. I didn't realize
on an airplane you needed
it, I get motion sickness on an airplane.
Number 10. On the top 10 U.S. airport snacks, the Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I knew you were going to like that one, Lucius. Can't go wrong.
So you stop by the news desk thing,
right? Yeah, you stop by the news desk, and you know you're going to pay 150% more for whatever it is you're getting.
Easily.
But you're like, I'm here, so what else am I going to do? You have at 9 the Doritos Cool Ranch, specifically the Doritos Cool Ranch. Is the 9th most popular U.S. airport snack.
I just don't feel right being on a plane crunching up stuff.
It's the crunch that gets you? I mean, most people have the headphones in. If you don't want to hear something, you got your headphones in.
I feel like if I pull out the bag of chips, it's crunch factor.
See, the problem for me with those is you're going to get the dust on your fingers, and you're probably going to lick that off. And now you're touching.
As you're touching the seat.
You're touching seats. You're moving bags.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got Dorito Cool Ranch saliva fingers is what you got there.
Yeah.
Welch's fruit snacks come in at number 8.
What are we?
Solid. They're a solid fruit snack, old Welch's.
What are we, 8 years old traveling? What are we doing?
Hey, tell that to Alec Medford, who stays. He keeps that thing on him.
My man looks like he's 8 years old at times.
He is one of the younger gentlemen here at the station.
Man, my man has great hair.
Yeah, but you're never going to turn down a Welch's fruit snack. If I say, oh, Broadus, hey, man,
yes,
I got
I
an
will.
Extra pack. I'm going to toss it to you. You're
yes,
going to just
will.
Swat. You're going to Matumbo it?
Absolutely. I mean, like.
You don't Matumbo the Welch's fruit snacks. You say, thank you. I never would have bought this myself.
Because,
but now I'm glad it's here.
Because
they're
I'm
delightful.
Because I'm 62 years old. I'm not 8 years old. Like, oh, like you can sit. You can ask somebody next door if they have a little kid. Oh, hey, can I have a bag of your fruit snacks, please? Come on,
that's
man.
True. I mean, it does.
That is a kid's gift.
It's classic, man. The assorted packs.
Thank you.
You get at Costco, you can get a whole bunch of them in there.
Tell them. It's banging, dude. Dunkin' Donut comes in at number 7.
I'm so disappointed in you.
It is what it is, man.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I guess the Dunkin' Donuts are running rampant throughout all these airports, so people are getting Dunkin' stuff and then bringing it on the flight.
That's another one of those things, depending on the donut. I mean, you're better off getting a bagel where you don't get it all over your hands and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they do like the mini bagel bags.
Yeah.
I want to say they do that there. Yeah. But the, yeah, and those
not
are those are fire.
That's
no, not cheap.
No,
none of this is.
There's nothing cheap in an airport.
Yeah. Let's see here. 6, you get the Sour Patch Kids going. All right, a lot of Sour Patch love. Back to the kids. brought us going to dunk on that.
Yeah, chime in, Lucius.
There's only so much you can have in a Sour Patch Kids. You can't go crazy with them.
No, thank you. Stomach?
Yeah, your stomach, your tongue is all messed up. You don't do so much with that thing right there. Unless you're eight. So you're right, brother. You're 8 years old, you can crush a whole pack.
Yeah.
Some point, man, you get 16, 17 years old, they start to backfire.
The logic. The logic, Eric, Lucius, you're starting to see the logic.
Now, I don't see the logic in this one here. At number five, we have Twizzlers. Not sure why people are just hopping on the Twizzler game that hard, but it's popular at the airport. We go back to the Dusty Fingers Cheetos Flamin' Hot.
Nah, you can't do that.
That's a recipe for disaster, bro. Again, you got red dust everywhere. You're touching stuff. You're licking stuff.
If you're sitting next to me,
and you get
Cheetos,
a bathroom emergency with that. Well, and then at three, you get the Cheeto Puffs. So I mean, people are loving the airport Cheetos. Then you get the Jack Link's beef jerky at two. See, now you got an adult in the room. Now you got it. Now you got a Brian Broaddus level type veteran move where you say, "Hey, it's not messy, but not loud, and it's one of the healthier things you could probably consume."
No, but sometimes the beef stick thing is the smell's a little strong.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe the smell would be like on the cons list of the beef jerky.
Those Cool Ranch Doritos, that smell travels as well.
No, that's a, yeah, that's
it
that's
kicks
true.
Up.
Yeah,
number one though.
Applesauce.
Hey, yeah.
The number one U.S. airport snack, the Oreos. Big time letdown at one?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a great snack, but I just don't remember saying, I got to get some Oreos before I get on this damn plane,
man. Your teeth all muddied up.
I don't even eat them while I'm like watching a movie or something at the movies. It's not a snack at the movies.
It's not a snack at the movies.
And Oreos?
And like, you're probably not going to consume it with milk on the plane, and you really are going to want that milk.
I'll tell you what, though, Oreos and maybe a beer, not a bad call.
Beer and Oreos.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I haven't seen that.
Sound like he just got out of prison.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. I've done this on camping trips, like a Coors Light and those little white powdered donuts. Not a bad breakfast. Not a bad breakfast at all.
Coors Light and powdered donuts?
Yes. Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That is insane.
Well, let me ask you real quick here about... How about the person that brings the sandwich on the plane? Like, I'm talking like the Jimmy John's.
I respect you. I won't do it. The onions carry. I don't get to sit like do I want. Yeah. Unless the flight is long.
Yeah.
Then I might just have to get on with it. But I do respect you bringing that thing on. Because sometimes I feel like you can't bring it on.
Yeah, I kind of like, if I'm. What if you brought on the po' boy? But the po' boy it's going to fall apart a little bit.
No. And so fish and shrimp, that's crazy.
Yeah.
With the beans, you're out of control, bro. No.
I tell you what, though. I would do that other than those gummy bear things
you guys
were eating. You guys
it's
really,
a, it's
little,
a damn violation.
Little kids' food.
Powdered donuts and Coors Light.
Yeah, you got to eat that before you board the plane.
I'm telling you what, man.
Thank you. All the meals. I'm going. I mean, I get it. I guess if you're in like a super rush and you're about to miss your flight, you're going a Hail Mary run to get a sandwich, bring it on the plane. But for the most part, like, sit down and eat the meal at the airport and then get on the plane.
In some cases, Eric goes twice. I've seen you do the, like,
I double dipped.
I bought you, like, at Papado's one time, and then you circled back and had a triple cheeseburger with Woolchuck.
At that point, you know, you're on the company per diem. It's like, I'm going to squeeze all the juice out of this thing. All right, 877-881-1053, Football Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on the...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Right now, it is time for this. All right, how do we do for Christmas? Big dub for Christmas?
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling good about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brian, I got everything we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, in the stockings, there were lottery tickets, scratch-offs.
There you go.
I got socks,
yep.
Gummy bears, mad gummy bears.
Nice.
Yeah, big pound bags. I don't even need them, but I'm going to get rid of them before, you know, so they won't be around and get them on out of there. Somehow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
As I was always, as I always do, I follow you on social media stuff. Was that your family setting with people singing and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dad pulls out the karaoke mic. You ask who's the best singer at the house? It's Pops.
It's Pops?
Yeah, he likes to sing all the old soul songs.
I think one of his sister, maybe?
Yeah, that was my sister with the mic.
Yeah. I tell you, Lucius's family was like, they have a hell of a time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, a lot of everybody's kind of into it, I think.
Yeah, when you walk over to my dad's house, the first thing he's going to introduce you to is his bar.
Yeah.
Before you walk around the rest of the house.
I noticed that.
I'm going to get you a shot. Boy, here's a kiss. You're going to get you a plate.
I didn't want to say
That's
anything.
That's hospitality.
I didn't want to say anything, but everybody dressed immaculately first and then with drinks in hand.
Yeah.
I go, this looks like my kind of party right here.
It's a Christmas soiree. Yeah. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. The socks and the underwear, yep. I think, is always the star of the show. I think the best thing, my wife got me a, like some type of deal to sit on in my car, like an extra pad. I was like, that's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at now.
Something for your
was
back?
It like for your back or yeah. for your, so you can see over the dash?
Yeah. It's a booster seat.
Yeah, bro.
A little booster seat. No, it is for the back. It is for the back. And it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice. First drive in today, it was like, okay.
Nice.
I think this thing's going to be legit.
Nice.
I used to do the pillow situation, but
I'll tell you what.
Now I got a legit one.
I you talk about things that you get. My mom totally gets me now for Christmas. She totally understands 62 years of
Finally.
My life. She understands. Like, she got me kitchen towels. Like, she, like, a, yeah. like, a, like these, yeah. these big, long kitchen towels, which I absolutely go through all the time. She got me new, like, utensils, new tools for my charcuterie board, like new knives.
Nice.
And the cutters.
That is your bag, man.
Yeah, I mean.
That's your bag.
I'm about the thoughtful gift. I'm about the kind of, like, I could use this.
I got a Dyson vacuum. How about that?
That is a thoughtful gift.
That's me. They know me. Oh, Saturday. He likes to clean. Let me get him something.
Yeah, that's
a new vacuum is clutch, man. Yeah. You can feel the difference.
Yeah.
This thing's humming around.
I'll tell you what.
Well, that's good then.
No, everything was good. It's all right. I have to admit something here. I take Bennett shopping beforehand. You know, my son Bennett.
Yeah.
So I'll take him out shopping and we'll buy everything beforehand, and then we have the family time. I'll bag it up. I'll box it up and wrap it. So when he opens it, my son,
he acts surprised.
He's like, oh, my God. Hey,
he's got to play the game?
Yeah. He's got the Academy
the pressure,
Award.
Bro.
He's like, oh, Dad, exactly what I needed. That Patagonia jacket.
Oh, man.
Oh, Dad.
My perfect size.
A vest.
Shouldn't have.
He picks
That's
out.
That's great.
He picks out everything, and then I wrap it all up. And
That's
then,
what you want. It's not about the surprise at that point. It's about just nailing exactly what I want here.
His mom and my mom and dad are so surprised. surprised at how well I shot for him.
Wow, they're Brian.
Like, boy, am I impressive.
I admit, I'm like, come on, Bennett, we're going shopping. So we spend a couple hours, we go just buy it all, and then he gives it all back to me, and I just go wrap it up.
Put
it on the tree.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah. 214, Biggest L, Tuesday, came down with the flu. It's tough, man.
A lot like of people Will were Chambers, sick. What's up with that?
I mean, it's,
I walked in, he sounded terrible.
It's rampant right now. Yeah. Biggest Dub, though, worked through it. Worked through the flu.
Worked through COVID.
Job offered me to work an extra day this weekend. Extra cash for my Christmas spending. That's fantastic.
Must be like double overtime or triple overtime or something. Like, that must be something you just cannot turn
down. You can't turn that down.
There are certain lines of work. Like, my brother is a pilot, and he's like, bro, I would do anything to work on these holidays because you just, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I believe
additional
it.
Additional money that
I
you
believe
can make
it.
From doing. He's like,
yeah.
Everybody's trying to work on Christmas Eve. Everybody's trying to work on New Year's.
Yeah.
Because you make like.
Ooh, gobs. Triple time.
Yeah.
My cousin, who I was with last night, he works for American Airlines mechanic, and he was telling me about all this overtime stuff. He's like, I got one friend, man. He made $10,000 after the taxes on just overtime. I was like, what?
Yeah,
a
bro.
Check?
It's crazy.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. So shout out to anybody who got the old holiday pay. That's strong this time of year.
I'll tell you what, traveling on Christmas Day is not a bad thing. I've done that before.
It's light.
I mean, people.
Christmas Eve is much worse.
Yes.
Yeah. I think to me, like, I've traveled before. I had to go scout games and I had to leave on Christmas Day to go get someplace. And I just going through the airport, it's like everybody, you think, everybody's feeling sorry for themselves. So like, man, these people, they're not spending with their family. No, man, it's actually the best time to travel. Like, all the professional travelers, I feel like, are traveling on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's up to that point, but everybody that's still on Christmas Day, they kind of know, they know the drill. They're not going to get in your way.
It'll be smooth.
Be smooth, yeah.
806, took a huge L, redid my girl's office while she was on vacation, got a brand new futon, dogs ripped it to shreds right before she came home. What a freaking nightmare. I'm learning that now. We got that puppy. We moved on from one of them, by the way. We had two. Found someone to take one of them, okay? So we're just reduced it down to the one.
Well, how did you reduce the roster?
It was
the girls,
it was just
the
lady.
Losing.
We said, hey, here's pictures of them. Choose the one you want. Don't much care. Just pick whichever one you want.
Oh, no!
She took the one she wanted. We kept the other one.
Were the girls around for this?
Yeah, the girls were around. I mean, my wife did a lot of the heavy lifting on just explaining that this was going to happen because it didn't take long for my wife to join my side on this equation where she was like she was childlike when the puppy showed up, and then a couple weeks in, she's like, wow, this
the
is
poo,
ridiculous.
And the pee and then the cleaning up and just everything they do.
All of
gnawing
it.
On your shoes.
She's like, I got extra kids now. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. So once I got her on my team, she made the play. She knew a lady that was down to take one of them, and so now we just got the one. But that one will lurk around, hop up on a chair, hop up on the table. Next thing you know, everybody's food just got tore up. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's where it's at.
But you let the lady choose, just take either or.
Yeah, I didn't care. I was like, you sure you don't want both?
And the kids didn't fall out of a little bit of attachment to one or the other?
No, a couple of them did. Yeah, two of my three kids, that was their favorite one. And my wife was like, hey, this is just
you
what's
got to
happen.
You did it with
happen.
A photo?
Yeah, just a photo. Like,
poor
hey.
Dogs didn't even know they was posing for the photo. It was going to change their life. Like, man, let me prep for this photo.
Yeah, man.
Foaming at the mouth.
You know what's crazy? I was feeling a little bit bad. Like, wow, these are two sister puppies that are going to, like, start to feel like you're going to sense that miss. Yep. And not at all, bro. Like, I think they're happier because now, like, this one's getting all the attention. I don't know how the other one's doing. Hopefully well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's – I get it, man. When the dog rips stuff up, it totally gets under my skin in a ridiculous way. That's a bad Christmas situation right there for the 806. Okay, Christmas was great. Black and Gold B had a great one watching the little ones open presents. He is working today. Who else is working today? 877-881-1053. Let's hit you with a Football Friday C-note. And a Cowboys insider, Cowboys beat reporter, is dunking on the offseason that is to come for these Cowboys. Ooh. Agree or disagree next year in the nation?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.